Welcome to Radio SIH, dedicated to improving the health and well-being of all people in Southern Illinois. Here's Deborah Howell.
Hello there. Welcome to the show. You're listening to Radio SIH, brought to you by Southern Illinois Healthcare. I'm Deborah Howell, and today's guest is Dr. Todd Bursmeier, a practicing interventional radiologist for Southern Illinois Healthcare Imaging Services, serving Memorial Hospital of Carbondale and Heron Hospital. Today, we'll talk about what happens if varicose veins are left untreated. Welcome, Dr. Bursmeier.
Thank you.
You've had a special interest in varicose veins for many, many years. What drew you to that area of medicine?
Well, it's just something we see very often. A lot of people have this disorder. It's very common as people get older, especially older than 50. So it's something we see often. Most often coming from our wound care clinics, we're seeing everything from people who are younger, who have visible varicose veins in their lower extremities, all the way to the other end of the gamut, which could often be an elderly patient who already has advanced venous disease and ulceration at their ankle.
Okay.
So it's really just the volume of patients we're seeing. There's so many in our area here who are experiencing this, and it's something we can do something about.
That's the good news. So what are varicose veins?
Essentially, they're normal veins that are dysfunctional. They're not working correctly. Every vein in our body has valves in them, and the lower extremity veins are no exception. Or specifically, what we deal with here are the more superficial set of veins in the legs, the greater saphenous vein being the largest one. And usually it has one-way valves that let the blood go up and shouldn't go back down. But once the valves become incompetent, either from prior dysfunction or a blood clot that's resolved and the inflammation has destroyed the valve, for some reason the valve doesn't work. And what it does is it lets the blood reflux and go the opposite way towards the foot. Over time, that vein will expand. It'll get bigger. The valves become more dysfunctional. Eventually, it'll become leaky, and that blood will leak out into the leg or the soft tissues and could start to cause symptoms.
Okay. How are they caused for the most part?
It's oftentimes if you have someone who's standing or sitting for long periods of time and they have increased pressure in that vein over time, that is often all it takes to do it. We see people, like I said, with jobs like that, but in women in pregnancy, especially multiple pregnancies, that can accelerate this type of symptomatology and increase it.
Does weight have anything to do with it?
It can. We do see people who are overweight more often, it seems like, just anecdotally, and that could have something to do with it, but that's not classically one of the things we tell people or think about.
Okay. Well, we all know that varicose veins are not pretty, but if you have varicose veins and you leave them untreated, can that lead to more serious health risks?
Yeah, it starts sometimes with the visible varicose vein that no one wants to see, but oftentimes you can have significant venous disease ongoing and not see anything until it gets farther along. The things we think about are the symptoms: chronic leg heaviness, swelling occasionally, throbbing, things like that. Those are the first signs and symptoms. And we'll often hear of people who, when they're at the end of the day, they feel like that and they lay down or they put their legs up, those symptoms kind of abate and get better.
Mm-hmm.
But then as it progresses, you can get changes in the overlying skin, discoloration. That's essentially from the leaky blood vessels down there. And then the farthest aspect we see of that is when it actually turns to venous ulceration or ulcers on the skin of the lower extremities, the knee down on the tibia or the ankle region or the foot region.
Also, deep vein thrombosis would be an advanced problem.
It is. That's typically in the other system, the deep system. And if you do have that, that's important to know because the treatment would be to take out the superficial system, and we wouldn't want to do that if your deep system was dysfunctional as well. You can have insufficiency in the deep system, but there's not a good treatment. There's not a good way to treat that right now. The superficial system is sort of an extra system. It's one that's not necessary, like kind of like the appendix. We can take it out and not have any ill effects as long as you've got a competent working deep venous system.
Okay. Tell us a little bit, if you would, about radiofrequency ablation.
Well, radiofrequency ablation is not new, but it is the newer of several treatments to treat varicose veins. Essentially what it is it's a catheter that has a radiofrequency coil or element on the tip of it. We put that into the vein through a small incision. We're talking several millimeters.
Okay.
And we'll place that catheter up into the vein. And once you turn it on, essentially it heats up. And what it does is it will heat up that vein, and we're looking for scarring, essentially, in the end analysis. You heat up the vein and burn the inside of it, for lack of a better description. And then we'll put a heavy stocking and a wrap on the leg to push the blood out and cause that the vein walls to go together and essentially scar down. Now, radio frequency ablation is the newer way to do it. We used to do it with a laser, and that's one of the older technologies. Typically, when people talk about radio frequency ablation, it's supposed to cause less symptoms, less overlying bruising, and less postoperative pain for the treatment.
So that is treating the superficial venous reflux.
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, are patients having to wear these stockings for a very long time?
That is not controversial, but it's basically as tolerated. If you have deep vein thrombosis or superficial vein thrombosis, stockings are recommended. We often will have people come to us to see us, and the first thing we'll tell them or ask them is, have you tried stockings? Because that's really the first line. If you can do something conservative and do something without an invasive procedure to get rid of these or to help with your symptoms, you should. And normally we'll tell people a six-week trial of wearing medical-grade compression stockings as well as leg elevation and exercise to try to treat their varicose veins or their venous symptoms non-invasively. And if they don't get better or they're still feeling bad or still having symptoms referable to that, we would recommend the treatment at that point. We would do some diagnostic tests first, checking an ultrasound, looking at the veins to see exactly what's going on before we do a treatment, though.
Okay. I read a little bit more about, is it VenaFit or VenaFit? How do you pronounce it?
VenaFit is...
VenaFit, okay.
It's probably a COVIDian name. For the COVIDian RF system that we specifically use that one here at SIH at Memorial Carbondale. That's the most common system we use here, and that just refers to the RF system that we're using.
Okay.
And again, we are using that here because, A, we have it, and B, because it does seem to cause less symptoms in terms of less overlying bruising and pain postoperatively.
Okay. If we're treating the cause, can we prevent full-blown varicose veins from occurring?
The best way to treat them are the things that we've talked about, compression stockings and things like that. There's different things to talk about here. There's the small spider veins that people get and small little visible veins. Those can be indicative of you're having some sort of venous issue, like venous insufficiency. And insufficiency just refers to the leaky valves.
Okay.
Those can sometimes go away or disappear after a treatment of the large greater saphenous vein, but not often. Sometimes we would have to treat those separately. Let's say you have that, people call it a bag of worms or something in your calf where you see a lot of varicose veins there. Even though we treat this vein, those may not go away visibly. You may not get the cosmetic look you're looking for. Treatments that can then be undertaken are phlebectomy, where you actually take out that vein through small incisions, we're talking incisions 2 or 3 millimeters, very small, but to take that vein out physically from your leg so it's gone. For the little spider veins, it's more of a cosmetic issue, and those can be treated with sclerotherapy or injection of foam or a sclerosant through a very tiny needle into those veins.
And these small, tiny spider veins, are they medically significant, or are they just a problem cosmetically?
Cosmetically, mostly. They could be indicative of you're having something else going on. If you see them impaired with the varicose veins or you're having some of these symptoms, that may tip you off that there's something going on, and maybe you want to see your doctor, talk about your legs, talk about your leg symptoms, and that may lead to the ultrasound where we see the diagnosis of venous insufficiency. But if you just have an isolated one or two on your legs and you're otherwise feeling fine, I don't know if I would pursue it that much at that point.
Great. So when you have your annual physical with your doctor, have him check your legs and your ankles and keep an eye out for things like that. Well, thank you so much. Time has flown, Dr. Birsmeier. We want to thank you for being on the program today. We learned a lot about varicose veins, spider veins, and more, and why we should not ignore them. That's our show for this week. Please join us again for another edition of Radio SIH. And for more info, you can always go to www.sih.net. I'm Deborah Howell. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.